Margaret Wilson speaking.
Hi, is this
Hello?
Margaret?
Hi, Lisa?
Yes. Hi, Margaret. How are you?
Hi. Hi, Lisa. I'm fine. So, yes. So did you
I
see the
actually
email
read,
that I saw?
Yes. I was actually reviewing
okay.
that, and I see
mm-hmm.
that you have listed down in detail all your concerns. All right. Now,
correct.
Let's begin with the draft. What was the problem or the issue that you had with the draft?
I noted it in the email. If you look, it's detailed there. First of all, I'm a writer and I do this kind of thing. I understand first
mm-hmm.
drafts are not finished, but that was done in 5 minutes. I could have done that myself in less than 5 minutes.
Okay.
Number one, there were no hyperlinks. The formatting was wrong. The actual, I'm concerned about the criteria, some of the things they included were PR links, which you can't do. The connections between the citations and the references were not always sensible. And the formatting at the bottom was incomplete. There was also incomplete information. So
okay.
I understand James kept saying, well, it's a first draft. That is not a first draft.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me.
I understand.
That is not a first draft.
Okay, but one
That's
more thing,
one.
Margaret. I understand
sure.
in terms of the content, it could have been enhanced more. It wasn't up to the mark, as it is called a rough draft, but I understand that it wasn't acceptable by you. Two things.
It's not a
the
rough.
Backlinking.
Okay, wait, 1 second.
Yeah.
Lisa, let me be clear.
Okay.
First draft, rough draft, whatever you want to call it, that was a five-minute job. I could have done that in my sleep.
Mm-hmm.
That there's nothing in there, given everything I detailed, that inspires any confidence that, yes, I could write it myself and do a really
mm-hmm.
great job, and then you
mm-hmm.
could just fix it, and it may or may not stay up. So
mm-hmm.
that's one issue. I spent about 5 hours writing it myself, and I mean, I'm not sending it at this point. But the truth
right.
of the matter is, it was wrong. It wasn't done well. First
mm-hmm.
draft, if you're an agency or a creative design agency or whatever you
mm-hmm.
are, they have to have quality. First draft doesn't mean poor quality.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that issue, number one. Number two, of a bigger or equal concern, as I've detailed, is I was told things that were not true to close the sale. I'm not stupid. I mean, I'm stupid for falling for this. I've never fallen for a thing like this before. But I was told, I asked very specifically, what are some pages that you've gotten up on Wikipedia? I got
mm-hmm.
a list specifically cited pages that were created and gotten up, not contributions, but
mm-hmm.
clients that you had gotten up. Well,
mm-hmm.
they chose a couple of things close to my industry, which was not smart. So in the future, I would advise against that
mm-hmm.
because those are my colleagues, and I know some of those people. They had nothing to do with you. So that's a dishonest right there. That dishonesty creates tremendous
they would never disclose it. They would never disclose it. Well, first of all, in regards to the draft, the formatting and the backlinking is done right at the end once we finalize the content. So
no,
I'm
no,
accepting.
No. Lisa, stop the charade. But Lisa, stop.
Mm-hmm.
For example, Igor is a colleague of mine, Steve Manning. He
mm-hmm.
cited that as a Wikipedia page that you had gotten up. I talked at length to Steve. He has nothing to do with you. You didn't do his Wikipedia page. Another woman by the name of Julia Farmer did. So let's stop the charade, okay?
Wikipedia page is always consistently in work. Even if you have your page up, you know that you're going to need someone to maintain the page.
I'm going to stop you here. You don't have to try to make it work.
Okay.
What happened.
All right. All right. Well, see, Margaret, I understand.
Okay?
I completely understand where you're coming from, but see, believe it or not, I got to present the truth to you. Now, that is up to you whether you
That's
want to believe
truth.
It or not, right?
I want to stop. Lisa, I want to get emotional. That is not
okay.
the truth. Igor, Stephen Henning is a close colleague of mine. The person that did his Wikipedia page is a woman by the name of Julia Farmer. They
mm-hmm.
had nothing to do with which moderators. Nothing.
Okay.
Now,
all right.
Justin tried to cover that.
Should I share their non-disclosure agreements with you? Would that make you believe that they have worked with us? Because they've signed a non-disclosure. So whatever
no,
you do,
no,
they're not going to disclose that to you. Let's move past that.
Okay, let's stop the charade because non-disclosure
yeah.
agreements can be true or
Margaret.
False.
So the
Margaret, then see, you're saying.
Lisa, those are not Wikipedia pages that you did. You did not do Siegel and Gale. You did not do Igor and Brandy. You did not get those pages on develop. You did not develop those and get those on Wikipedia. Period. You did not. So I can understand why they were used as examples because it makes me, which it did. It was a great ploy. But I don't want to talk about non-disclosure. I don't want to talk about any of that. Those people are my close colleagues. It is not true that you work for them, okay? Enough. So let's drop and move on from that. That's second. Third, you're promising things, which, again, this is my fault, but you're promising things which, on investigation with White Hat Wiki and some other groups, you can't promise. You can't promise that your Wikipedia page, especially in a company, will never be taken down. So there's promises here that are not true. So that, the absolutely bad quality of the so-called rough draft and the dishonesty, at least with the two that I know, there's probably others, those are not Wikipedia pages that you developed and put up. They're not. So the bottom line is I feel very uncomfortable, and my goal for this call, Lisa, is to work out an arrangement. We've barely started. They've only done that rough draft, which probably took a maximum 10 minutes. Is that? So I made two offers. The first one, you can refund to American Express the full amount, which any honorable company would do. We would do that. If our client wasn't happy with some minimal work that we had done at the start of a project, I would immediately refund the money because we're an honorable company and we don't want to work with people that are not going to be happy. And if they had some legitimate reason for being that way, which we do here, then it's a no-brainer. So is that an option?
Okay, can I talk now, Margaret?
Right, but please don't defend dishonesty. I'm not in the mood for that. This, you can talk about other things and how to resolve this, but I don't want to be played.
Oh yeah, for sure. I also don't want to argue with you. I mean, if it's something that we have done and you do not want to believe that because you have personal ties with them and they are refusing to breach the contract, even if their friend or colleague is asking them, so what can I do about that? All right, then we haven't done those pages. Okay. Let me just stick to our non-disclosure agreement too. I apologize that we shared those links with you and we have not worked on those pages. Right, so we are going to not breach our non-disclosure agreement with them too if they are keeping it up. So let's move past that. All right. Second thing, you mentioned that you would like to proceed refund.
Lisa, pause. I think you mentioned that you said if they are not keeping it up. It's not a question of updating and editing. It's a question of creating the page and getting it on Wikipedia that we're talking about. So anyway, move on from that. There's a language misunderstanding there.
Right.
Getting it up and keeping it up is two different things. Getting it up is developing the page, writing it, and getting it up.
And maintaining, yes, and maintaining is a separate thing. So I don't even want to go there, all right? So let's leave it at that.
Okay.
All right. Now, the second thing that I wanted to discuss with you is that, see, when we are simply a mediator in the middle, we submit all the projects, we forward them to the Wikipedia administration itself. Now, if you're talking about a refund, we're going to need a legit reason to apply for a refund from the Wikipedia itself. What is the reason exactly that you want me to forward to them? Because all the amount is submitted to them.
It's in the email I sent to you. Did you read the email I forwarded it, the one I sent to Justin?
Yes, I did.
Dishonesty about pages that you said you did and the rough draft, and I detailed what was wrong with it. And
that's
by the way,
the draft.
You're the company, you're the company, not Wikipedia. So, again, it's up to you to do the refund. It's not about Wikipedia. You don't have a connection in that regard with Wikipedia. So let's not do that either. Okay? Wiki Moderators is the company, not
that
Wikipedia.
Is correct.
We're not dealing
that
with Wikipedia.
Correct.
So
that is
don't
correct.
Tell me that the
so,
money has been given to Wikipedia. That doesn't make any sense.
There
so
are
forget
strict
that line.
Terms
that
and conditions. Margaret, you do understand a little bit about Wikipedia, right? There is no person on this earth if they are not part of a Wikipedia company itself, the Wikipedia itself.
Lisa, you don't have anything to do directly with Wikipedia economically. You're a separate company, okay?
Yes.
You're a separate
company. We are just a mediator. That is correct.
That's correct. And all we've done so far is pay you. We did not pay Wikipedia. We paid Wiki Moderator. Okay?
Exactly. And
number
Wiki
one.
Moderator has submitted that amount to Wikipedia itself. Now, when we get to refund cases like that, we have to submit a legit reason to them. A case study has to be submitted on behalf of the customer from
okay,
us since we are the
right
mediator.
Here. Lisa, I'm not stupid. Why are you submitting money to Wikipedia?
Because
that's
we have to submit the fee to them.
No, that's not true, okay? I'm not stupid, Lisa. Let's just stop now, okay? Just stop. Let it go. So,
do you understand how we work, ma'am? Are you saying that you understand
yes.
the process, the
Look,
internal process better than us?
You do not. Okay, you do not submit $2,999 to Wikipedia, end of story. You're a separate company. You're a separate entity.
We are a
you're
mediator. Let me finish myself. Margaret, it seems like you know everything on this call. I mean, you're not accepting
okay,
anything
I,
at
Lisa,
all
I
that
really
I'm saying.
Have time for more stuff, but Lisa,
Margaret,
Lisa.
I'm working here for the past 15 years, and you're questioning the process, and you're telling me, you know what, Lisa, if you work with them, you don't know the process. I'm telling you what the process is. How can you know? You're not part of this company. I know how this company processes. We hire Wikipedia administration teams just because we need the drafts to get approved so the drafts do not get rejected. So we actually hire their administrators, their editors, in order to have the work done. You're questioning me on everything else. I've accepted that because that was, okay, fine, that was questionable. But at places like process, you cannot argue with me that you know better than the company that I have been working for. You can't say that you know better than me, the process over there, okay? I'm explaining to you what the process is. We take some service fee amount and we submit the rest of it to the Wikipedia administration because they are the administrator on the page, they are the editors, they will be the formatters, they will be doing the backlinking for you. We are just a mediator, a spokesperson on behalf of the customer. We get the orders, we forward them to Wikipedia administration itself because at the end we do not have any authorization to put a page up or to delete a page or to make any changes whatsoever. We are an interdependent entity with someone such as Wikipedia. So you need to understand that all those services that are being offered by them are everything in the entire process will be interdependent according to their protocols, their process. So I was telling you that I don't have any issue refunding you the amount, but in order to initiate that from our end, I'm going to need a legit reason. You said that the company has been dishonest, right? Now that is us, Wiki Moderators. You do not want to work with the company, but at the end, bottom line, you would like to work with Wikipedia itself, right? You would like to have your page published, correct?
No, I want this whole thing over because I haven't seen anything, and you don't. No.
You're not understanding where I'm coming from.
I want my refund. I've offered a fair solution. I want my refund. I don't want anything to do with any weirdness. Mediator is not what you said you did. If you read your website, you develop web pages, you got them up. Justin's email said he got these pages up. So the whole thing is not being spelled wrong. So the bottom line is, Lisa, I don't need any more stories on top of stories. I don't want to work directly with Wikipedia. I want my refund. No work basically has been done.
I got that. Now can I say something?
No Wikipedia people have been involved in reviewing it because it was never finished.
I'm sorry? We got this from the Wikipedia page. Okay, bottom line. What I was going to tell you is that what if Wikipedia decides that since we are giving them the reason that the company or the mediator has been dishonest, what if the Wikipedia team decides that your project is going to be turned over to a different company, not us? We will be completely eliminated from the middle, and they decide to pursue your project to a different mediator.
Just stop. You're the company. You're the business we did business with. You're the one that American Express paid. That's it. End of story.
Margaret, do you understand
what
I'm saying? I'm saying that you don't have to work with us.
I don't want to work with anything related.
I am not saying. I am not saying you'll be working with us.
Okay? I'm done. I'm done.
Okay,
so,
I will have your call scheduled. Margaret, I will have your call scheduled with the Wikipedia administration. Someone, not from our company, okay?
Lisa?
Because you're not understanding what I'm saying. You're just going round and round, and I'm trying to explain to you
not
something very different.
Lisa, stop! I'm not.
Why are you
okay?
yelling? Why are you yelling at me, first of all?
It is because you're lying to me even more, and it's getting insulting. Now, American
how do you know I'm lying? Are you sitting in front of me? Can you see what
absolutely
I'm doing right now?
I know you're lying. I've
okay.
talked to legitimate companies and the process by which this goes through.
Right, Margaret. Margaret,
and
you are the CEO of Wikipedia, I believe. You know everything.
Your process is a lie!
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Now,
you don't need to yell. You don't need to yell.
Outcome, which is $500 pay for this terrible job.
Margaret, I'm not going to waste my time with you anymore. Can you please read the contract, and the next call you'll be getting will be directly from the Wikipedia administrator. You can discuss this everything with them, and you can let them know what exactly went on. All right?
Let's do this little bit of charade, okay? So you're something called Wikipedia.
Please sit with the contract open in front of you, okay? The next time the Wikipedia administrator calls you, they will be talking to you in terms of the terms and conditions.
And your business is, we did business with you. I want the money.
We have been eliminated. Margaret, we have been eliminated in the middle. I am redirecting your case directly to Wikipedia administration, and there will be someone calling you from there. Maybe you're going
to
understand better dealing with them.
I don't want you to redirect me to Wikipedia administration. I want you to give me a number for Wikipedia.
I can't help it because you're not listening to me. You're not willing to understand anything. You keep saying that you do
not
want to believe this, you do not want to believe
that,
and you're just coming up with things on your own. You're assuming things, and you're confidently fighting on that. So I don't know how to cater to that. Honestly speaking, I'm forwarding your case, and I would just like to give you a heads up. Please read your contract, and then we can just proceed forward to resolving this. Thank you so much for your time, Margaret.
And are you going to, this is not the way it works, but are you going to CC me on the forwarding of my case?
I'm sorry?
Are you going to CC me on the forwarding of my case?
No. Actually, I am actually forwarding your case to the Wikipedia administration. I've already processed the request, so you will be getting a call from them directly in order to have your refund processed. They would like to give you a heads up that you need to review the contract in detail before you get over the phone with them. That's it.
You've done no work for us. What am I paying for? You've done one little draft. What
That's something that you need to tell them. Tell the administrator. Okay? I'm making a note here. And
no,
I've also shared a copy of your communication with him. Is there anything else?
No, you're cheating me, and I don't like it. And I've offered you a way out. You know, there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of administrators for Wikipedia. Hundreds.
Exactly.
So who are you forwarding it to? So who are you forwarding this to?
The administration that is working with us, ma'am. I'm forwarding your case to them.
Who is this, nearly 1,000 administrators? Who is this administration that's working with you?
Well,
why can't
I need
you
to
give
check.
Me their information?
It doesn't work like that. Let me explain why. We have an integrated portal.
Who is American Express paying? Who are we paying?
Who did he pay? Your American Express paid our merchant. Our merchant, in return, forwarded that payment to Wikipedia. Secondly, the request that I've sent in, we have a certain portal where we put in requests with the details of the customer, and any administrator who's available at that point of time to deal with that case will pick up the case and get back to us. So at this point of time, I cannot give you the details of them because your request is still pending. And as I said, that they will be contacting you. So I would actually send you the details as soon as I get a confirmation back from them. So they'll be dealing with you, and they will resolve this case.
Why can't you send me a CC?
Send you what?
Why can't you copy me on the information you're sending to them?
Because that is an internal portal. you have your own portal. There's a portal where customers communicate. There's a portal where internal production communicates. I'm sure you must be having a work portal thing too. I'm not sure if you have a business like that that operates internally. You have certain people for production. You have other designations as well. And those internal communications are not shared with the customers.
Lisa, enough. This is such ridiculousness. Who does American Express call?
They don't need to call. Wikipedia administrator will be calling you. So sit tight. I will have the call scheduled today itself.
We are moving. You refused the $500, so we're moving to dispute. So American Express will be contacting your company or who? Since you're not responsible.
Margaret, you are the customer. We don't know American Express. You're the customer. We're going to be dealing with you, okay? Since there's a third party involved,
Lisa, get yourself ready. American Express is going to dispute the charge based on the information that was provided.
So you're refusing to talk to the Wikipedia administrator?
I don't even know who this person is. You're not giving me any
Now, when American Express, contacts us, we will let them know that you're refusing to talk to the Wikipedia administration. How about that?
No, Lisa, I'm not refusing to talk to the Wikipedia administrator.
All right, then, perfect. Let me have your call transferred to them.
To another sham person posing as a Wikipedia.
How do I know you're Margaret then? If it's going to go like that, then how do I know you're Margaret? I don't know you're Margaret. You could be anyone. You could be a scammer. Margaret.
You will be contacted.
If you're going to question my credibility here, you're not going to go with the word, then I'm going to question everything that you say too, Margaret. How do I know you're the official client? I don't know that you're our official client. How can I process your refund without knowing that you're the official client? What proof do you have that you're Margaret Wilson? Can you provide any evidence of proof that you're Margaret Wilson?
Driver's license, passport, whatever you want.
Please send in the documented copy, and then we will talk about your refund. I don't know who you are, where you're calling from. Send me all the documented copies of your documentation, and then we will talk.
Lisa?
Yes, Margaret?
You're playing a really, really bad game.
I'm just playing the game you're playing with me, my darling. I'm only playing along with you. I'm only playing along with you, sweetheart. You're playing the same game with me. How does it feel? How does it feel? Margaret, how does it feel when you're asked the same questions? How does it feel? If you're not going to believe a single thing that I say, then I'm not going to believe that you're Margaret at all. I'm going to claim this to American Express. There was some lady calling who had no identification or authentication that she's Margaret Wolfson, and she has been requesting for a refund. What validation do I have in order to proceed with the refund? Simple as that. If you're not going to believe me, why should I believe you, ma'am?
Lisa.
Do you want to drop this and resolve this now?
We can resolve it for $500.
All right. All right, then. Let's resolve it in a civilized manner, and let's get this through, okay? It's not personal for me. It's not personal for you, Margaret. Bottom line is that
it's
you need to resolve this and move on.
It's
all right.
Very personal.
You don't need to yell. See, if I'm going to start again, you're not going to like it. You're going to start yelling then. So let's just keep it civilized. As I said, I'm forwarding your case to the Wikipedia administration, and we will get back to you. We're not running away with your money, Margaret. It's a huge company. It doesn't make any difference if a couple of dollars that you paid. It's not like we're dying to keep that, just to be very honest with you, okay? So it's not about that. It's about the contract that you signed.
Not a couple of dollars. It's close to $3,000.
That's nothing for us as compared to the revenue generation
that
we have, okay? Just a heads up.
Wonderful.
All right, Margaret, thank
you
so much for your time. I don't have any more time to spend on this call. I'm forwarding your case, and you will hear back from someone today itself. Thank you.
So
take care. Bye-bye.
I'm going to be giving your number, Lisa. I'm giving your number to American Express because they need to know who to contact.
All right. That sounds like a plan. Please let them know.
So, and then you can tell them all this stuff that you want to tell them. They understand the problem. And
okay.
Your number is what? Can you confirm your number? Can you confirm your number?
Yeah, the same number that I'm talking to you on. You can give them the official line.
1-800-300-9881.
Thank you so much for your time, Margaret.
Margaret.
You have yourself a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Do you really...